We continue now with Elvis.
Baby, let me be your love and take you back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. I just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be your tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be your teddy bear.
I just wanna be your
Teddy Bear came from the soundtrack of Loving You, Elvis's second motion picture, the first of several that were based on his own rags-to-riches story. 4 months later, Elvis made another movie, Jailhouse Rock. Its theme of lawlessness brought new charges that Elvis was inspiring a wave of juvenile delinquency.
There is quite a group of people who don't sort of approve of the thing you do. They seem to think that it contributes to juvenile delinquency and all sorts of things. Given any thoughts to the unpopular side of your audience?
Yes, sir, I have. I've tried to figure it out. I don't see how they could think that it would contribute to juvenile delinquency. Someone is only singing and dancing. I don't see that. Because if there's anything I've tried to do, I've tried to live a straight, clean life and not set any kind of a bad example. I will say that there are people that are going to like you and people that don't like you, regardless of what business you're in or what you do. You cannot please everyone.
Everybody let's rock. Everybody in old sailboat. Put down to the jail. Down
Jailhouse Rock was the number one song in the country on December 20th, 1957, the day Elvis was drafted. He was granted a stay of 60 days, just long enough to complete his fourth motion picture. In the meantime, though, the hits kept right on coming, and Elvis earned his ninth gold record.
That's what you say. Each time that I hold you this way, when I feel like this and I want to kiss you, baby, don't say no. Say don't. If you think that this is just a game I'm playing, if you think that I don't mean
Perkins talked about Elvis in the 50s.
It was not easy for him. He stood out among any of the musicians, the singers. He was different because he looked and acted different. He didn't drink. He didn't smoke. His language was very respectable, and he had the charm that the young girls were screaming and carrying on for. This made him different. This made him stand ready for criticism from in every angle. But he took it all. He took it in stride.
On March 24th, 1958, Elvis was inducted in the Army. It was a cold, rainy, depressing day in Memphis, and many people said that Presley's reign as a king of rock and roll was over. Elvis said nothing and released another million seller.
Well, a hard-headed woman, a soft-hearted man, been the cause of trouble ever since the world began. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. From here to me, don't you let me catch you messing around that apple tree. Oh, yeah. Ever since the world began, oh, a hard-headed woman with a thorn in the side of me. Cutting, picking fingers out my curly hair. Oh, yeah. Elvis, that's the world begin. Uh-huh. A hard-headed woman with a thorn in the side of man. Uh-huh. I heard about a king who was doing swell. started playing with that evil Jezebel. Oh, yeah. And this is the work of the end. A hard headed woman is on the side of man. I got a woman, a head like a rock. If she ever went nobody, I'd cry around the clock. I hope you.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since the world began.
Hard-Headed Woman from Elvis's fourth motion picture, King Creole. Of all his movies, it was his favorite, and many say his best. 2 months after its completion, on September 22, 1958, Elvis stood on the deck of the USS Randall, waiting to be shipped out.
We are now only minutes away from sailing time, and Elvis Presley will shortly be on his way to Germany and a return to the United States. Well, who knows? It'll be some time anyway. Since this is probably the last chance that you'll have to say something to your fans, do you have any particular message that you'd like to pass on to them?
Yes, I would. I'd like to say that in spite of the fact that I am going away and that I'll be out of their eyes for some time, I hope that I'm not out of their minds. And I'll be looking forward to the time when I can come back and entertain again like I did. And
all we can do is wish you a wonderful trip and all the best luck in the world and come home soon.
Well, thank you very much. I'll do my very best.
Elvis left behind a number of unreleased tapes, which RCA Records carefully screened looking for potential hits. The first one they found is next when we continue with Elvis.